Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Starbucks.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The president is at the White House today, where he'll meet with a number of tech leaders and the president of Panama. But first, another attack in London. One person died yesterday when a terrorist attacked a mosque. The Sun is reporting that 10 have also been injured after a van hit Muslim worshippers leaving the mosque. The alleged attacker was a 48-year-old white man.
There are a series of U.S. military pieces leading the news this morning. The New York Times has a piece on how, while the U.S. is adding troops in Afghanistan, Trump's strategy remains unclear. And the Washington Post is reporting that the Afghan war is facing a number of setbacks, just as a new U.S. military policy is expected to be enacted.
The Washington Post is reporting that the Pentagon confirmed a U.S. aircraft shot down a Syrian government jet over northern Syria. And the Wall Street Journal has a piece on Israel regularly supplying Syrian rebels with cash, food, fuel, and other supplies.
Back on the home front, the New York Times is reporting that Jared Kushner is potentially reconsidering his legal team. Kushner's current lawyer, Jamie Gorelick, and special counsel Robert Mueller were formerly partners together at the D.C. law firm WilmerHale. One person contacted by Kushner's operation, Abby Lowell, a prominent trial lawyer who represented Jack Abramoff and is currently representing Senator Bob Menendez against federal corruption charges.
Kushner is on the move again this week. He and Jason Greenblatt, a top Trump national security aide, are headed to Jerusalem and Ramallah to talk about the next steps on the Israel-Palestinian peace process.
Meanwhile, all eyes are on the Georgia special election taking place tomorrow. Gabe DiBenedetti files a piece from Sandy Springs, Georgia, where he lays out the high stakes for Democrats in a race they are closer to winning than they ever expected. If they lose, it could be a demoralizing blow to Democrats hoping to show that they have a way to a House majority in 2018.
Last week, Donald Trump called the House health care bill mean. Senate Democrats are looking to capitalize on that ahead of their Obamacare repeal vote. Josh Dossie and Sungmin Kim have the details on the strategy to revive the comments on the floor in speeches and in press conferences.
Meanwhile, there's a lot of activity today that's going to be focused on Trump's tech summit. Several White House attendees and agency attendees will meet with the CEOs from MasterCard, Amazon, Oracle, Apple, VMware, Intel, SAP, Qualcomm, Microsoft, Alphabet, and others.
In the juice, we have DNC Chair Tom Perez endorsing Puerto Rican statehood. An outside group, StopTerrorNow.org, is dropping $100,000 on a USA Today and digital ad to push Trump in Congress to put economic and political pressure on Qatar. And Brittany Bramble has left Uber and is starting at TSA as the Assistant Administrator of Public Affairs. Subscribe to Playbook at Politico.com/playbook.